It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Pruse.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to this segment of Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we look at menus you can make, meals to produce, restaurants to try, different beverages you can create. What we do is on Fairbanks Foodies, we look at food, fun, friends in a good way, bringing everyone together. And baby, it's cold outside, as the song says. 40 below, Saturday, another time. It's been a good two and a half week blast for us. And it made me think, you know, we're not cooking outside right now, are we? No, we're not. We're inside. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring you through cooking a great steak inside, not on the grill, using our own indoor cooking apparatuses. So, of course, we're going to go with a little bit of seasoning, a good steak. We're going to use a New York steak. We're going to use a cast iron to do it. And here's some of the secrets on cooking a steak with cast iron. First of all, set your oven at 400 degrees and let the temperature come up. And then once the temperature gets to 400 degrees, without having anything in it, without putting any seasoning in it, any oil, nothing, what you're going to do is you're going to put your cast iron pan, you know, 6-inch, 8-inch, however big it is, into the oven. And you're going to put it in there for 20 minutes. You're going to get that thing very good and toasty. Now, what you're also going to do is you're going to pull your steak out of the refrigerator. You're going to get paper towels, and you're going to pat it dry. You're going to get the surface dry, both sides, paper towel, make sure it's dry. Now, why do you do this? We're removing the moisture. We're removing the moisture from the steak because the moisture slows down the Maillard reactions, which is the process that turns the steak brown and crispy. That's sear. So whether you've marinated the steak or not, before you cook it, pat it dry. Get it dry as good as you can. And doing so also prevents seasoning. Patting it dry presents a seasoning from melting or making steam, moisture, forming when you're cooking your steak. So that's what we're going to do. So that's the first thing you do. You got a New York steak. You got a couple good ribeyes, whatever it is, it's all the same. In your cast iron, you start by patting it dry. Now, you're also going to bring it up to room temperature. You've seen people say, well, you know, I've done experiments with a frozen steak, a cold steak. You're going to let it come to room temperature. And you're going to do that for about 30 to 50 minutes. While this step might seem unnecessary, it can mean the difference between a good and a great steak. That's because if the steak comes right out of the fridge, it's not going to cook evenly, just the way it is. The inside may still be a little bit raw, however you want to do it. Maybe a little bit rare when you want it medium rare. But you want it out of your refrigerator for at least 30 minutes. Pat it dry. And then, remember, everything you do to a steak has a cause and effect. So how do you want to cook your steak? What do you want? Do you want, you know, you're going to put salt on it. You're going to put a plethora of salt on it, fresh ground salt. But do you want to add, say, a smoky flavor? Get some smoky salt, things like that. This is when you can start really putting the flavor on your steak. So, anyway, what we're going to do is now we've had our, for 20 minutes, we've had our cast iron in the oven. Get your hand gloves out. Pull your cast iron out of the oven. And place your steak. It's dry. Now what you're doing is are you going to use it? And what type of oil are you going to be putting on there? I like grapeseed oil, things like that. You don't have to use olive oil, but a good grapeseed oil has a higher searing point. So that's what I like to use more on a steak, more cooking a steak, searing a steak, more than olive oil. Even though olive oil is very good, it's prevalent, it's easy to use, I like the grapeseed oil. So anyway, so what you're going to do is you're going to have some butter ready to go. You're going to have, some good crushed, not chopped, not diced, your garlic. You're going to get your garlic, take it off the bulb, give it a pat to get the bark off of it, and that's all you need to do. And so you're also going to be looking at a nice twig of rosemary, that sort of thing. So what you do is you've taken your grapeseed oil, both sides of the steak, you put the cast iron on your top of your stove, and you're going to put it on medium high. And you know your cast iron is hot enough when you drop a drop of water on there, it immediately dissolves. It's poof, it's gone. That's when you're ready to go. Then you drop your steak on there. But once you drop your steak on there, don't touch it. Do not move it. Just let it go. And you're going to cook it for about 5 minutes. Once you can take a spatula and move the steak without it clinging to your cast iron, that's when you're ready to flip it over. When you flip it over, what you're going to do is you're going to take your dollop of butter and you're going to take your rosemary and put it on top, and you're going to put your butter's going to melt immediately on top, giving a nice flavor. But also, this is when you put in your garlic. So you're starting to season it with the garlic, maybe some pepper. Again, what do you want on as a flavor of your steak? This is when you're doing it. So, and at the same time you're doing this, you're going to bump your temperature up in your oven. You haven't turned your oven off yet. You're going to bump your temperature up to 425 because we're going to be using it again. So once your steak is ready to be turned over, flip it over. You've flipped it over. You've added the butter. You've put the garlic in there. You put the rosemary on top. It's searing nice. You can hear it. It's searing really good. Pull out your instant read thermometer. Take a temperature check after about 4 minutes. You're probably going to be around, say 105 to 110 degrees. Now is when you put it back in the oven at 425. And what you're going to do, depending on what temperature you want to serve your steak at, I love a medium rare steak, which means I'm going to pull it at about 125 temperature. If you want a medium steak, pull it about 132, because when you pull it, what we're going to do, you're going to find with your instant thermometer and your hand gloves, because you've got a hot cast iron in there. When you get to that temperature, you're going to pull your steak off of the cast iron, put it on your cutting board, tent it with aluminum foil. And what you're going to do is you're going to let it rest there for a minimum five minutes, preferably 7 to 8. Tent it with aluminum foil, and it's going to come up another 3 to 4 degrees in temperature. So I love serving my steak around 132, 134 with the instant read thermometer. And what I do is when I tent it, I take all that lovely butter and that wonderful garlic that's in there, and that rosemary, and I put it on top of the steak, and I tent it, and I let it rest for 5 to 8 minutes, because what's happening now is the juices are redistributing around the steak. When you can always tell when you've not rested a steak long enough is when you cut into it, and, the blood squirts out all over the place. When you've let it rested for about minimum five to about 8 to 10 minutes, you cut into the steak, and there's no juice running all over your plate, and getting into your other foods. That's when you've cooked the perfect steak. So that's how you do it. That's exactly how you do it. It's 40 below out. It's been 30 to 40 below for 2 weeks. You're looking to cook your own steak. This is how you do it. This is a wonderful way to do it. You've heard it right here, Fairbanks Foodies by David Pruse. Yes, I'm a steak god. I love steak. And there's so many ways to cook a steak. There's so many ways to influence a good steak. And this is how you do it. And also, if you have a fat cap, you know, you get a New York with a fat cap on the side there. Sear that first. Sear the fat side first on the edge. Then lay it down. What that does is that puts another layer of flavor in your cast iron. It's a good thought. It's a good way to do it. What the heck? Now, if you're going to have a steak, we got to have some potatoes. And again, there's nothing more American than steak and potatoes. And you know, there's a thousand ways to cook potatoes too. But what I like to do is I like to go to the store and I get the red or the white potatoes, either or, they're all good. And I try and get as small as ones as I can. Because what we're going to do is we're going to do some Parmesan smashed potatoes. So, you're trying to bring everything out at the same time, your steak and your potatoes. You're trying to bring it all out at the same time. So what you're going to do is you're going to boil some water, put some potatoes in there, and once you can start putting them, a fork into them, into the tenderness, after about 20 to 25 minutes of boiling, pull them out, take your water, drain it, and now you're going to get another cast iron or whatever it is, a very nice saute pan. But what you're going to do is you're going to heat it up. You're going to put some olive oil in there, whatever it is. You're going to start sauteing up your spices. Do you have shallot? Oh, I love shallot. A diced shallot, put that in there. Then you're going to put your diced or chopped garlic in there. You're all going. But you're going to take your potatoes, and if there's two of you, there's about, you know, 6-8 potatoes, and you're going to take your tomato smasher. You're not going to smash them, but you're going to flatten them. You're going to get them down to about 1/2 inch thick, and then you're going to put them on your sizzling olive oil with your garlic and your shallot, and you got that sear. You got that sear. And then on top of your potatoes, you're going to add your salt and your pepper, your grinder. You're going to grind it on there. Then what you're going to do is, as it crusts, as it makes a nice crust, you're going to take your spatula and you're going to flip them over. After about 4 or 5 minutes, you're going to flip them over and you're going to do the other side. But when you do that, you're going to pull out your wedge of Parmesan cheese or Asiago cheese. We're Italian. Come on. We're being Italian here. And you get your grinder. And you're going to grind your cheese grinder. And on top of your potatoes, you're going to put in a nice helping of Parmesan Reggiano, Asiago cheese, right on top of your potatoes. And now, after about another 4 to 5 minutes, your potatoes are cooked through. They're crispy. They have that great flavor. Oh, you've got your steak. You got your potatoes. What else are you going to cook? A couple ideas are a nice salad, maybe some mushrooms, saute up some mushrooms to go with it. You choose what you want to do. But here's your steak. Here's your potatoes. It's 40 below out. You know how to do it now. Go do it. Get it done. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We have wonderful sponsors. I hope you use them. My goodness. Best sponsors in the world. And again, you can listen to this show at kfrradio.com. Go to the audio archives, look up Fairbanks Foodies. We've been doing this now for over 3 years. We've got a lot of wonderful recipes. I'm the OG. I'm the original. Last man standing, first man standing from when they started putting these Saturday shows together. I love cooking. I love food. That's what the show's about. Enjoy our sponsors, enjoy the show, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Well, hold it. We're having some technical difficulties here. And let's do this. Here we go. And we'll be back in a moment.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays. Complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door. Opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back to this cool Saturday afternoon. We've been going through this for a few weeks now, but hey, it's January, February in Fairbanks, Alaska. It's the type of weather that we get used to. But so what we're doing on the show is concentrating on hearty food. You know, that good comfort food that makes you feel good, that warms you up inside. So we've gone through how to cook a great steak with cast iron, using the oven to heat the cast iron, then sauteing it to get it just perfect, and throwing it back in the oven with the cast iron to get it perfect, done, and resting. We've gone through potatoes. Now here's something, if you want to do a meal by itself or a side dish that you can make with this your steak and potatoes. And it's a white bean soup. Now, we're going to start out, you can make this vegetarian or not, depending on where you want to take the soup. It's not complicated. There's no fancy ingredients. What you're going to need is a can of white beans. You know, it makes it faster and easier. White bean is a nice, hearty soup. Good for the digestion, blood pressure, all that fun sort of stuff. It's a Mediterranean style, so we're going to be simmering it. We're not going to be boiling or anything like that. You know, we're going to use some Parmesan cheese at the end. We're going to put some nice savory, earthy herb flavors in there too. You know, this white bean blends comfort, convenience, wholesome. It's, oh goodness. So it's fast. You can customize it. So what you're going to do is you're going to make a more mirepoix. That's a tough word for me, but basically what you're going to do is go get two onions, go get one onion, two carrots, and two pieces of long pieces of celery, and dice them all up. And what you're going to do is you're going to start sauteing them in, say, a third of a cup of olive oil. Nice saute. Then as you're sauteing them up, after a while, throw in three minced garlic bulbs, all nice chopped up. And then you're going to put in a tablespoon of garlic and tomato paste. That's right, you're throwing some tomato paste in there. So What that does is it thickens us up, puts a nice flavor in there. Then what you're going to do is you're going to go out, and you're going to go to Fred Meyer's. You're going to get one of those boxes of vegetable broth. Not chicken broth, vegetable broth. And that's about 4 cups. So you're going to put all that in there, and then another can of vegetable broth. So you're going to have about 6 cups of vegetable broth in there. Then you're going to take two 12 to 16-ounce cans of your white beans, open them up, drain them. After your vegetable broth comes to a simmer, you're going to put in your beans and your herbs. Now, what works really well with this, I love putting in thyme and oregano. Now, if you have fresh thyme, great. Fresh oregano, great. You're going to use 2 tablespoons of each. If you don't, you're going to use 2 teaspoons of both the thyme and the oregano. You're going to get it going again. Once you get it coming to a simmer, these are beans have been cooked. If you are using fresh beans or uncooked beans, hey, soak them overnight in cold water. Start with cold water. Soak them overnight. But, hey, we're looking at something nice, something easy, something fast. It's 40 below out. We want something we can cook fast, have it immediately. And so put in your fresh herbs. Now, here, this is when you start getting the optional stuff. Do you have any extra spinach? You know, go to the store, get some spinach. You can put that in there now. Oh, and you want to take this with, say, chicken breast. Sauteing up a chicken breast, getting it cooked about 1/2 the way done, then carefully cubing it or dicing it up nicely, putting it into the soup and letting it finish cooking in there as it simmers for about another 8 to 12 minutes. Then, once you're ready to go, this is going to make a nice 6 to 8 cups of soup for you. And lots of extra soup because it's cold outside. You're going to be able to store this. And I like getting individual storage containers for my soup. That way I can put them in the freezer or the refrigerator, depending on how I want to store them. But when you're done, you're storing it. But when you serve it in a bowl, ladle it in there, or a cup, depending on if it's a big meal for you, a nice lunch, it's a bowl. If it's something to go with dinner, it's a cup. But then, again, I'm Italian. I need my Parmesan cheese, my Asiago cheese wedge. Get my grater out, and I grate the cheese on top. I would say I grate a tablespoon of cheese on a cup of soup, and on a bowl of soup, I go about a tablespoon and a half right on top so you can see the mound. It's great presentation. Get your soup spoon out, dig in, and this is a wonderful soup. At 40 below, you're going to enjoy it. Again, you can hear this recipe again if you want at kfarradio.com. Go to audio archives. These are saved by the dates, so look for that. You know, that first day in February that you see, the earliest day in February, because hey, it's our first Saturday in February, and that's what we're doing. And you get to do that. Now, what is next Sunday? It's a Super Bowl. So next week, next Saturday, we're going to be doing Super Bowl foods you can make, easy ones. But I thought I would give you a recipe for next Sunday's Super Bowl between Kansas City and San Francisco. Good luck to both of them. My team, well, we're knocked out the first round of the playoffs. That's life. Only one will win, and everyone else gets a heartbreak. But that doesn't mean you can't have good food on Super Bowl if your team isn't playing. So what you're going to do, we're going to make some chicken wings. That's right. We're going to make some Coca-Cola chicken wings. Have you ever had Coca-Cola chicken wings? Well, even if you don't like Coca-Cola, first of all, you don't get diet. You need the regular. You need the fructose in there, so to speak. You need the sugars in there to make this work. So what you're going to do is you're going to go get some chicken wings, probably about, 15 to 20 chicken wings. You're going to need a half a teaspoon of salt, a half cup of Coca-Cola. That's all. Not, you know, so if you like Coca-Cola, you get to drink it. If you don't like Coca-Cola, set it aside, give it to your kid, do whatever. You're also going to need a quarter cup of brown sugar, 1 tablespoon of tomato paste. Again, going back to the tomato paste. 1 clove of garlic, and we're going to dice it up or mince it. We're going to get it as thin as we can. Do you have red chili flakes in your house? If you're Italian, you do. If you're not Italian, you should. You're going to need a half teaspoon of those. You're going to need a teaspoon of paprika. Ooh, nice, savory, great taste, paprika. And then you're going to go get some green onion, you know. And what you're going to do is you're going to slice those finely, thin. And this is optional. You don't have to do it, but it's a garnish. If you want to make it look really good at the end of this, you're going to do that. So go get a large baking sheet with parchment paper because this is going to get a little bit messy. And you're going to preheat the oven to 450 degrees. And what you're going to do is wash your wings in cold water. If they're full wings by themselves, you can do about 8 of them. You can clip them, clip off the tips, and clip where the wing and the drumstick meet. Lay the wings on the parchment paper, and what you're going to do, again, you're going to paper towel these dry, get them all nice and dry, put them on the parchment paper, and you're going to leave about a half inch between each of the wings. And then you're going to put salt, you know, you put your salt on them. This is about half the salt. So at 450 degrees, put them in the oven, and you're going to bake them for 20 minutes. Then you're going to remove them from the oven, flip the wings over, sprinkle the remaining salt, and bake for another 20 minutes. So you're 40 minutes cooking time frame of this. By this time, you know, after 40 minutes, your wings will be ready. Remove them from the oven. Ah, now it's time to make the sauce. Get out a saute pan. Again, you can put a lot of wings in there. And then in the saute pan, you're going to put your half cup of Coca-Cola, your quarter cup of brown sugar, your tablespoon of tomato paste, your garlic, your dried red chili flakes, and your paprika. You're going to mix it all together. Get it nice and simmering. Boom. Throw your wings in there. What you're going to do is over medium-high heat, you're going to cook the wings in this until your liquid of the brown sugar, Coca-Cola, tomato paste is absorbed in or cooked out of the pan. And it's about 10 minutes. And the whole time you're stirring them around, you're stirring them together. You're doing that. You're letting them absorb in. Remove from the skillet. Put it on the type of serving plate that you want for your football fanatic friends to go through. If you got the green onions, thin slice them, put that on top, and you have some incredible chicken wings. You serve more chicken wings and pizza on Super Bowl Sunday than any other day of the year, I bet you. I don't know that for a fact, but I bet you that's where it is. So there you go. We did steak and potatoes. We did a soup for our 40 below comfort food. We did some Coca-Cola chicken wings for our Super Bowl. And there's many ways to take the chicken wings. If you want to put some honey in there, you can do that too. Many ways to do it. That is our show for today. Hopefully you're all enjoying yourself. Start following the Yukon Quest. That took off here a little while ago. At 30 below. Oh my God, 40 below. Those are some tough hombres. You have a great day. Keep warm. Keep safe. And I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.